The gamification of investing can have real-life consequences. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to the very 2021 financial battle between individual investors and elite investors that has captured the attention of market players the world over today. If you'd bought the stock of GameStop at the beginning of this year, you'd find it worth 1,744% more this morning. Some big Wall Street players had put in big bets that GameStop was not a sustainable business model in a world where you can download and don't have to go to a retail location to get your game. These are called short sellers, people betting a stock will go down, but a bunch of amateur investors think that GameStop is awesome and have been buying, pushing up its price and putting the squeeze on the Wall Street big dogs. And it's not just GameStop. It's happening with the beleaguered AMC theater chain and others. Siya Makmalemi is a professor at Columbia University's Business School. Good morning.
It's a pleasure, David.
I don't know what to call this. Maybe like a tug of war between some Wall Street pros on one side who are betting a stock will go down and a mass of individual investors who think they can wrong foot those pros by betting the stock will go up. It's risky on both sides here, right?
It is. The technical term is something called a short squeeze. You have both sides pulling, and one side is going to win and the other side is going to lose. But what's unusual about this one is that the long side, the buyers of the stocks, are being organized in kind of a decentralized way amongst a group of relatively unsophisticated investors on social media platforms like Reddit. Usually, these are two groups of sophisticated investors who would be sort of competing against each other. But here it seems sort of the mass of uninformed investors has sort of taken over and beaten the pros.
What I wasn't understanding in recent days is that the people who are voting for GameStop, who want to buy it, who think it's going to go up, they're not just buying the stock, they're actually getting into some fancy derivatives.
That's right. Now, this is the part that's really concerning to me. In terms of the following, overall, having a short squeeze in one stock or a handful of stocks isn't necessarily that disruptive and would be expected to sort of go away over time. But I think the broader phenomena where you have groups of investors working with these types of derivatives, which are extremely risky investment instruments, is very concerning. And I think that feeds into sort of the broader phenomena of Robinhood and the gamification of finance. This is not the type of investment strategy that I would suggest to anyone. And indeed, this is the type of strategy where quite often you will lose everything that you invest.
Yeah, Robinhood, the online trading platform favored by some individual investors. Now, it isn't just GameStop. There are some other stocks that some Wall Street pros think are dogs and we're betting would go down, that the Reddit folk, let's call it that, are betting might go up. One of them is AMC, the theater chain beleaguered by pandemic, but there are others. This suggests maybe a systemic risk to the financial system?
I don't think so. These are a handful of stocks which are so-called heavily shorted, which means there are many hedge funds likely betting that it will go down. The mass majority of stocks are not overshorted. In my view, at least, it's not systemic. I am reading that, however, that some of these hedge funds that engage in long-short strategies are beginning to pull back overall to deleverage and to reduce their risk. And so that may have some systemic effect as these funds sell all of their stocks.
In overnight trading, GameStop shares drooped, but now they're up 28% compared to the close yesterday. AMC stock has stabilized this morning. Do what you want, folks, on both sides of these trades. But all I'm saying is don't come crying to me. The Dow fell 633 points yesterday, 2%. The Dow future this morning, little changed, but the NASDAQ future is down 0.8%.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know.
Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says our central bank's posture during the pandemic recession is not creating bubbles, stocks, housing, or otherwise. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer was at yesterday's briefing. Nancy, did Powell talk about the GameStop phenomenon we were just discussing?
He would not talk about GameStop specifically, but he did say the Fed's low interest rates are not causing a bubble in the stock market, with low interest rates causing investors to chase riskier investments. He says that's not as tight a connection as people think. And Powell wondered aloud if raising interest rates at this point would help or actually damage the economy more.
Did Powell say anything about the housing market, whether maybe a bubble is developing there?
He acknowledged that housing prices are rising a lot, but he said that's temporary due to people working from home during the pandemic and deciding they need a bigger house. Powell said the real risk would be stopping economic stimulus too soon, because that would make it much harder for the unemployed to find new jobs. Powell says he's especially worried about people who've been jobless for a while.
People, if they become disconnected from the industry or the job where they, that they used to work in, it can be years or never when they get back into the labor force, particularly for people who are well along in their careers.
Mm. And Nancy, what about new stimulus out of Washington?
Powell said that's up to Congress and the White House, but he also didn't say lawmakers have done enough and should actually stop.
All right, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. We're from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.